Hello, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Mary, and welcome to From the Heart.
Orlando is widely known for its tourist spots and attractions, but many people don't know about its thriving arts community.
We are excited to introduce to you talented and passionate artists who shape our arts community. How do they create, and why? And how can Orlando benefit from an even greater arts presence?
On each episode, we'll meet guests who are influential leaders and artists who are truly making a difference.
From the Heart.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Joshua.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How was your week?
It was absolutely wonderful. It was crazy and busy, as always. I'm feeling it on this day.
Yeah? What's new and good in the arts in your world?
Oh, there's just so much. You know, we continue to work on this this health foundation from the Winter Park Health Foundation grant to create innovative programming for senior adults. And so we're meeting with all these partnerships and collaborations to make this happen. And so many good conversations among organizations so that we can do this. But it is a lot of conversations.
I'll tell you something. You are, yes, I know. You are the master of collaboration. What's the secret to that?
You know, it's really being able to, and I think we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but it's being able to understand and know that it's okay to put others in front of yourself and to serve others. And so in a partnership and a collaboration, it can't be all about you. It really has to be about the mission and the heart of whoever you're with. And I think a lot of people don't capture that sometimes. And so for us, we are all about that. You know, in our mission of making the arts accessible to everyone, if we have to partner with 40 different organizations to make that happen, we're going to do it. So we find the things that, you know, that they do that we don't and make it happen.
Make it happen. Hearing your answer to that makes me realize why you're so good at it, because that's what good artists do.
That's exactly right. You're very right. You know, and speaking of good art, did you see anything this past week?
I do want to share that I was a part of something that I was very proud of at the library this past Wednesday, and we'll be doing it again this week, actually Tuesday, and we'll be doing it this Tuesday. Myself and two partners, J.B. Adams and Alexander Wittenberg, put together the Art of Conversation and Experience. So for an hour and 45 minutes, we had 47 people come, and they connected, they engaged, and strangers who were so uncomfortable at first were at the end, one man saying, "I love you guys." We had families, we had all ethnic groups, we had people in wheelchairs, and just from the beginning when they had to make eye contact and just be present, which was excruciating, as one person put it, she wanted to vault. At the end, her comment was, "I'm going to go out and look at people." That's a good idea.
That's so great, Mary. You weren't expecting 47 people. I mean, you're like, if we have 10, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people want community. Mm-hmm. They're starving for community. And what a great way to do that, through conversation and getting to know each other. And you know, I might do partnerships and collaboration, but you do conversation. Mm-hmm. You're a master at it. That's how this whole radio show got started. Yeah. Was, you know, we were at Urban Rethink and you were leading those conversations. And that's how it came to the TV show and now the radio show, and now getting to talk to all these great guests and have conversations. You know, I got to see a really, really fantastic show this past weekend. Big River that St. Luke's did.
Uh-huh.
Steve McKinnon was the director, and it was fantastic. You know, again, taking a gym at a church and creating art. It's just another example of how really you can make art in any space. But fantastic talent. Dustin Russell played the lead. He was just amazing. What a great performer. And incredible vocalist, dancing, orchestra. It was fantastic. So kudos to St. Luke's for stepping outside the box and really creating theater and creating art and bringing people into the church that way. I loved it. It was great.
They do great work there.
Yeah, and I'm dressed in all black today because I'm getting ready to conduct a show all weekend.
What? Tell us about it.
We're doing a show all on Stephen Sondheim and Cole Porter and George Gershwin.
And where is it?
So it's going to be at Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church tomorrow night and Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And it's just going to be fantastic. It really is.
I'm going to try to come.
Yeah, you should.
Good for you. Well,
you get to see my backside the whole time waving around. That sounds like a good weekend, doesn't it, Mary?
I think you'll sell a lot of tickets. Hey, I'm very excited about our show today because our guests today show that art can be taken into any line of work. And today we are with the theme of the art of giving. And I'm so proud that our guests are Ed Green, Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Orlando, and Executive Director of the Mustard Seed Orlando, Making House a Home. We have Kathy Baldwin. Kathy and Ed, thank you both for being here. Hi.
Thanks, Mary.
Hello,
Kathy and Ed. Thank you so much for being with us today. I am thrilled to learn all about your organizations.
How about if we start with Kathy? I met you many months ago, but I never forgot that we had a wonderful interaction that day. And I'm so glad you're here. Tell us about the mustard seed.
Well, you know, the mustard seed's been around for quite some time, over 28 years. And we are the only furniture bank in all of Central Florida. So what that means is that we're able to help those that are eating on the floor and sleeping on the floor. You know, we collaborate with 150 different other agencies that have those eyes and ears, case managers going out and finding those individuals and families. So we're thrilled that we have been able last year just to serve over 3,500 individuals and 1,300 families just in 1 year.
My goodness.
Wow, 3,500 individuals. I mean, think about how many testimonies and stories that is of changed lives. And, you know, not to derail us a bit, but, I, you know, Mary, you gave me something that I think is really important. We talk about the simple definition of art and then the full definition of art. And it's a skill acquired by experience, study, or observation. And today we're talking about the art of giving. I don't know if giving is a skill, but it definitely is an intentional decision that people make. It is an art. And so Kathy, you and Ed really are kind of the epitome as nonprofit leaders of the art of giving, because you could, you know, you could go run a Fortune 500 company, right, Kathy?
I mean,
you totally could, but you've chosen to give your life to this organization that that really is about giving back to the community.
I have to say, as soon as Kathy said eating off the floor, my heart stopped. There are people right now in Orlando who are eating off the floor.
Yes, and you know that for a fact. As a matter of fact, I recently had to hire a case manager because the other agencies were not able to keep up with the flow of individuals that are now being placed. As you know, community impact is permanent housing and rapid rehousing. They couldn't keep up with doing the home visits to determine what they were in need of. So I could not have them go for another day, week, or month in that position. And so we are actually going out to make sure that we can serve the community that needs us.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning into the show From the Heart on Magic 107.7 FM with Mary Thompson Hunt and myself, Joshua Vickery, we are here with Ed Green, the Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Orlando, and Kathy Baldwin, the Executive Director of Mustard Seed. I love that the Mustard Seed's kind of tagline is making a house a home. And you do that by providing furniture. But why do you think that you're able to help make houses homes?
Well, first of all, it's so apparent to us when we do the visit that there's so much more that they need than furniture. And I know Ed's going to talk about that too, because once you start helping someone, you recognize so much more. But first of all, let's just say a family of four will receive between 14 and 16 pieces of furniture. But they also will be getting all of the dishes, everything they need to set up a kitchen, all the linens, everything they need for the linens, all kinds of knickknacks and pictures and, you know, the TV, everything that makes a home. And I think what I do have to say, the reward of my job is seeing the tears come in because they know the place they're at, to when they're actually getting their furniture, they have restored hope and dignity. They feel like, okay, that's a burden off my shoulders now. We're going to stay together as a family. Now we can get on with our lives. We can rebuild from this point.
Wow.
Well, speaking of rebuilding, Ed, would you tell us about your organization?
Thank you for asking. Rebuilding Together is a national organization, and it came together around 1973 in Midland, Texas. It was first known as Christmas in April. And that unique name came about because a church group saw that many members of their church and community were struggling, especially in the area of roofing. And they wanted to live out their faith, not in the pews of the church, but in the community. So they set out and established Christmas in April is an event that would occur in April of every year. And we've carried on that tradition. The name changed around 1988 as it became a national group. Today we have approximately 140 affiliates across the country in most major cities. And we have grown from that one church community to the point where we're impacting nearly 10,000 projects are conducted each year. We're actually impacting hundreds of thousands of individuals, and nearly 100,000 volunteers are coming out each year. Now, here locally in Orlando, we've been in existence since 2002, and we currently address approximately 35 individual homes. Now, the number of projects turn into hundreds because we don't limit ourselves. We will address all of the major systems of the home and minor repairs that are needed as well. So you could see if we're doing the roof in one home and we're doing flooring and windows and doors, you have three very unique projects right there. Often I'm asked, what do you do? And I would go into a long explanation. But what we do is we bring hope to individuals who often feel hopeless, where they are struggling to put food on the table. They're struggling to pay their medical bills. And the roof is leaking. Well, I can tell you for a fact, eating and taking care of your health always win over replacing the roof. And one thing leads to another. As goes the roof, so goes the house. If the roof isn't repaired, you develop other problems. So we provide hope. We transform lives. We focus and we restrict what we do to low-income homeowners, and they have to qualify for our program. Obviously, we can't serve everybody. So we focus on the very low income following HUD guidelines. And there are other qualifications in terms of home ownership. We don't do rental properties, for example. And if a person qualifies, then they're put on a waiting list. And that's the part that breaks my heart.
Let me ask you, how did you two come to know each other, and how does the collaboration work between the both of you?
Well, we've been working together for a few years, and I've been with the Mustard Seed for over 3.5 years. And one of the very first projects was very profound to me when Ed said, you know, this family, they lost everything because the roof collapsed. I mean, there was nothing. So their furniture was all damaged. They had no furniture. He goes, is there any way you can help? Well, of course. That's what we do. So ever since then, Ed and I are always collaborating, whether it's storage facilities or whether it's, you know, I have a note today. He said, I have a 97-year-old that needs a gas stove. I said, well, I'm going to go back and see what I can find.
Oh, I have a refrigerator if you need it.
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to say,
okay, we'll come pick it up.
Okay.
That's wonderful. So, and it says here that, Ed, you really help serve lots of people, but including low-income senior citizens, single parents, grandparents raising grandkids, disabled, veterans, children caring for ailing. I mean, just people who really need your help in our community, you reach out to.
Absolutely. And the difficult part about the job is when you hear their stories and you get to know them, you want to help each and every person. But we can only go as far as we're funded and as far as we have resources to get the job done.
So how many homes do you rehabilitate in like a given year?
In a given year, we will as many as 60 homes a year.
Wow.
Now, how many people do you have on your team that volunteer?
Volunteers in Orlando, we're looking at 1,000 volunteers a year.
That's great.
That's really incredible. And so how do you get these volunteers? Do they sign up through a website? Do you meet them at volunteer, you know, rallies? Like, how do you find 1,000 people to help build homes?
You know, that's one of the encouraging parts of the job. Many of the volunteers find us, either through our Facebook page or through our website. But our corporate partners, numerous corporations throughout Central Florida support us, and they will have a team-building experience for their corporation by bringing out a group of people from their organization. And once you've gotten a taste of the fact that what you're doing is having a major transformative impact
immediately
on an individual's life, you're hooked. I have volunteers that have been coming back for at least the past 5 years.
Wow. And Ed, I tell you, you're a great one to cast the vision for people to get involved. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about the mustard seed and more about Rebuilding Together Orlando as we talk to Kathy and Ed from two great organizations